The future. You used to chase it. Now, you are living in it. The Wavefront is an all-electric automobile that propels driving into a new era. With sleek, aerodynamic design and ultrasonic sensors that prevent collisions, there's no more getting left behind. Life's short. Drive fast.
Child's voice. I don't understand. Why do I have to choose between a dog and a cat? Why can't I have both? Actually, I was thinking that I would like to have also a monkey. Three is the perfect number, you know? Three represents balance. What do you think, Mama? Mama? Why are you laughing, Mama? That's it.
Smug McMacker Bee. Ah, Smug McMacker Bee. Smoke and mess and boom. It's really smacking it over. Smoke. McMahon's a smug merlish. Mugurovich Muslim. No, I'm chopping there. Boy, the last member. Magnusna. Smack. Muglak. Mutstekma.
Odin, father of war, death, and Valkyries, had two ravens named Huginn and Muninn. They fly across the earth, bringing news to our doings back to Odin's ear. Huginn flew to the north, and Muninn flew to a little region in the south. And while he was crossing the golden fields, he saw in the far two roosters engage in battle. He decided to take a closer look and prepared his wings for a spiral descent until it came to rest on a wooden fence. There, he witnessed what was to come. It's well known in the land that when the black rooster crows, it's the end of the day. If the red rooster crowed, the world would have a different end. Both roosters met in the arena, facing each other. The black rooster was big, but the red rooster was brave. They looked at each other face to face, and the black one attacked first. The red rooster is brave, but treacherous is the black. They were linked in a fight that lasted days, weeks, months, years. At the end of the day, they could hardly walk. They could hardly breathe. The wounds no longer healed, and their feathers were almost gone. Their bodies were a red mass of flesh. Still unwilling to give up, and in their last breath before attacking one last time, the red rooster said, "Black rooster, I warn you. A red rooster does not give up, but when it's already dead." And with his last words, both birds collapsed on top of each other. No one won. No one lost. The feathers around their bodies were waved together in a swirl that the wind carried away through the air, crossing mountains and rivers and valleys until it reached the sea.